Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
Welcome back to the podcast. Mark isn't here because he got COVID, so prayers to him. Hope he gets better soon.
Good positive vibes.
Yeah, good positive vibes. Yes. He won't do it's such bad timing because we're recording two episodes today, so he won't be here for the next two episodes. So next episode, Mark will not be here either. I'm so sorry. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We just kind of talk about our feelings and hope it's relatable to you. I'm sure it will be. Stick around to the end. I'm sure you will love it. Like, how could you not? We are the creators of the best podcast in the world.
Best number one mental health
podcast. Best number one mental health
podcast. Gen Z, teenager.
yeah. Anyways, this episode, kind of wanted to talk about an issue that I feel like has been affecting me. And also, I've seen it kind of resurface a lot more, especially 2 years into it, which is the pandemic and the life we had beforehand and the life we have now. I feel like we haven't talked about the pandemic much on this podcast since it began in like 2020, probably because everybody was kind of tired of it because all everyone was talking about was the pandemic. And something that I always noticed is that people were constantly saying how much the pandemic was going to affect mental health and how it was affecting teens' mental health and young kids and even adults and everyone. It basically, it kind of fucked everyone's mental health up. And I was always skeptical about it because I knew it came from a reliable source. It's people that have studied it. But I always was like, not me though. Like, not me. You guys stay safe. I'm not getting affected. I'm good. Like, I don't see what the big deal is. Like, we're at home. I don't get how it's going to affect me mentally. And so I had this fucking, like, you know, hero complex that it, like, not me. Like, I'm too fucking good for it. But I think recently I've been realizing that maybe the pandemic did affect me more than I realized. Specifically, it kind of made me, I feel like it's made me lose track of my reality. And I think that's how it's been affecting a lot of people, is that so much life happened so quickly, but it feels like my brain didn't process that life was happening. And so to me, I still remember like being in junior year and like feeling like that was my actual life. Like that was, you know, maybe a couple months ago, and that's where we were. And so to think about where we are now is a blur. Everything in between just feels like a blur. And when I realize everything that happened in those 2 years, it's weird because I almost don't remember much of it. It's like a lot of it was erased. And it specifically feels shocking when I realize that I was at home with like my mom for an entire year, basically every single day. And, you know, that's the longest that we've been together at home my entire life and probably will ever be. But I don't even remember it. I really, really don't remember it at all. I forgot it happened. And that's what I find so weird, is that it's such a hard thing to process that so much happened so quickly. It makes me feel like I was like robbed of a little piece of my life. And also like It just feels like I'm in a different reality now. It feels like I like time warped into this new like alternate version. And now like I look around and like I don't recognize anything. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, how is this my life now? And that just feels weird. It feels weird. Like people around me feel foreign. I feel weird. And I'm like trying to figure out what happened in between all of that. So that's been kind of fucking me up a little bit going through that.
I do feel like I don't really remember much, like most of 2020 or 2021. And that makes sense. I mean, if you're like living kind of like the same day every day, then it all kind of blends in together and it becomes one just really, really, really long year. But I don't know if it warped my reality. It kind of feels like it just took a pause on like a part of my life. And yeah, I do feel like it robbed my senior year and like prom and all of that. But since I went away for college and stuff, I feel like I was able to like get back into reality, and I was like, okay, life is happening again. And I feel like maybe it's because like, since the pandemic has started, you haven't, like, moved out or anything. So, like, it still feels like it's kind of, like, the same year. You know what I mean?
Because, like, you haven't had, like, a drastic change
around you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. I feel like I've said that before of, like, there was this big change that happened in the middle of the pandemic, which was graduating high school. But for me, nothing really changed in terms of my environment. And so that is a weird thing to process. And it's like, I like things to have like a clear cut, a clear end. And it's like seen. Something that I have been struggling with is like this feeling of just like wanting for that life to end. Like, I'm done with this life. Like, let's start a new one. I'm okay. Like, we're good. It's so weird. It feels like it should end. Like, everything should disappear around me. And I want to go start, like, something new. It's not in a suicidal way that, like, I want to die. But I want my life, as I knew it, to, like, die. And just, like, go away. I don't want to be part of it. I want to start something completely new.
So, and you just, like, want change?
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah. I want drastic change. Very, very drastic change. Because it feels like that's how I, like, will move on from everything. It just feels weird when it's, like, you know, things kind of stay the same. Because it leaves me in this place of not knowing, like, of not knowing, I guess, not necessarily who I am. In a way, like, I don't know what my life is. Who do I identify with now? What is my routine now? I think that's the biggest thing, is I think I have a hard time realizing what my routine is. I don't know how to explain that. I guess the best way is if we go back, like, in high school, I feel like it was, I remember it as being very routine and very, very, like if it was a template. And then, like, I would talk to the same people, I would see the same people, did the same things, and that would be what I did. And so that's what I recognized as, like, my life. And as things started to change, as more people came into my life, I did more things, things changed and stuff. It, like, nothing has necessarily been enough of a constant for me to identify as, like, okay, this is how it's gonna be, this is what's gonna be it. And I feel like part of the reason I feel that way is also since it's like my life feels a little accelerated since I don't have college, and like I've said before, it's really up to what I make of it. That leaves me in this weird limbo of like, when will I establish that routine of like, okay, here's what's gonna be happening. Right now, it just feels like I'm kind of exploring all over the place. So I don't know when to, like, settle down and be like, okay, like, we're good. We're okay. Like, this is what I'm going to be doing for the next 10 years or something.
So is it, like, you're trying to find a new routine? Or, like, just find, like, because I thought it was, like, you are kind of craving new experiences. And
I think I want to find more consistency in my relations with others and like more consistent connection. I feel like I've been doing a lot of like casual connections that like maybe I meet someone and it's like,
and because school was like, you know, constantly happening, you always had
consistent, that was my constant relationships. Like, yeah, like I think when I look back to like junior year right before the pandemic, my constant connections were like you guys and then my other friends, and we were all like, you know, we saw each other often because of school and such and the podcast. And so that was my constant. And so I kind of felt established in that. And I didn't, that left a big, that was a lot that I didn't have to worry about. But now the pandemic hit, a lot of people like disappeared. A lot of people disappeared. A lot of people changed. And now when we're kind of like almost in this stage of things seeming normal, as in we can go out and stuff, even though COVID's still here, it feels like I'm like, okay, well, now who's like a constant person that I can talk to and like have a connection with, and I know they're gonna be there for at least a couple years. it still feels very like chaotic. And it's like, yeah, maybe I meet someone and like we're good friends for like a month or two, and then like, oh, maybe we're not anymore. So that's weird. I think that's really weird.
I remember like last time we talked about how like you have a hard time forming closer like relationships with people. Do you think that like that's still like going on like to this day, or like have you taken, or have you tried to at least like maybe reach out to like one person or like start a new friendship?
I think I have been trying to reach out to people, but I also feel like I'm so selective with people that there's very few people that I actually feel like, okay, like I want to invest my time into it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm very much the type of person to just want one person and not like a big group. And I'm close to a lot of people at once.
Yeah, I mean, I just like what Kayla said, what we talked about last time about you feeling really lonely and you don't have like a lot of like close friends. I see a theme. You need friends. I think that's the problem. And I know you just said that you only need or want one person around, but I think you only say that because it's what you're comfortable with. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone can always use like a big group of friends. And when I say big, it doesn't have to be like an actual group. It could be three. But I think since you're surrounded by like the same people every day and you're talking to the same people, it feels like your life is stuck. Like it's not really moving forward because it's usually like the people around us who are kind of giving us new experiences and stuff.
Exactly.
And you kind of used up all the experiences.
Yeah, I'm like bored.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're bored
with my current circle of connections. Like I feel like I've explored them to their end.
You've just grown them out.
Like not even like that, because like we're still together, we're still friends with them, but it just feels like I've explored them to their fullest. Like that the potential that, you know, of closeness, I guess. They're stagnant almost. Like we've reached the plateau of like we're friends, we're close. You know, maybe it'll be less every now and then, you know, once time passes, but it will never really be closer. Like there won't be any getting closer, mostly only getting like less close if, you know, worst comes to worst. Which might, like, you never know, but that's how it feels. And I think because of that, it's why, like, yeah, I'm like craving for new connections, new experiences to experience that. And I think that's why, like, I want to end this life. And by I mean, like, ending this life, I mean, like, ending this group of characters, this group of setting. And I want to, like, experience something new and see what that brings. Because I do think, like, different people is what really changes the tone of your life significantly. And that's like what I'm trying to deal with. And I think the pandemic, you know, didn't help, just because it does feel like a blur. It's just really weird how the pandemic like erased that chunk of it.
And it's different for you because you're not going to college. And I mean, I would feel the same way if I didn't go to college, because college kind of gives me that security of a new environment and a new group of people to be around. So I don't have to worry about like what's my next move, or like, oh, it's like all up to me. It's like I'm always promised that
new experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I have to go and make my own.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's also scary in a way, because I guess if this episode is about being stuck, apart from the pandemic, and you know, I'm not going to college, which to your point means I have to really put in the work of how am I going to make my life different. And I think that's why a lot of people get stagnant and why they hate 9-to-5 jobs and why they hate that lifestyle, because they imagine themselves as stagnant. It's to that point where you're no longer meeting new people, you're no longer producing new memories. For the most part, you're living your routine. You've explored your connections, your relationships, your friendships, and now you just kind of like do the usual, like, oh, let's go eat. Okay, let's go shopping. That's it. You know, there's nothing new, new experiences, I guess. And what's scary about, I guess, entering something new is that it really just is up to me. And like, as soon as I decide to enter that aspect and like pursue new things, my life is guaranteed to change. And even if it's for the better, it's scary. Because there's a sense of comfort in the life that I knew of, you know, coming home after school and like going there, or like every day just sitting on my computer, working on my computer, and that, like, that's it. And so when I think about starting something new, I think about the change that it's going to bring, whether it's good or bad. And it's almost like scary thinking about success, because you know your life would look nothing the way it looks now. And there's like, it's uncomfortable growing into new territory. And I think I'm at that point where I know my life is about to significantly change. And I'm like both anxious and excited to see where it ends up. But it's scary. It's scary knowing everything's going to like be different. Because it's just so hard imagining a life outside of the one you've known for the past like 18 years. And I think even by the time I'm 21 and 22, it's going to be so different, and it's scary. And I know it's going to be different because the things that I'm about to do are going to drastically affect everything. New people will come into my life, new opportunities. And even my way of life will be altered, which is, I don't know, it's scary to think about.
So you have like a plan?
Yes, I do have a plan. Part of me like doesn't want to act on that plan because I like I'm scared for the change that comes with it. But obviously I have to, so I'm going to. But it's scary. It's scary. Did the pandemic affect you guys in any way?
I don't think to the same extent that it has you. Like, I definitely don't remember like key events really from the pandemic. I know I was home a lot, and even then I didn't really do anything. So yeah, no, that 2 years, right? It's not really like, it's just like fog. You know, I don't remember anything, but to this day, it hasn't, I would say, like, it hasn't taken a toll on me. The mm-hmm. fact that, like, mm-hmm. I don't remember, like, I didn't have a lot of change during that period. And I think it is because we went to USC, where I was able to sort of take back that time almost and just, like, you know, be outside, get to meet new people, and actually just socialize. And so I feel like I was able to regain that. So it mm-hmm. hasn't really, like, truly affected me.
Yeah, exactly the same. I think the pandemic was good for me just because I finally had that time for myself that I feel like I wasn't really prioritizing, but I was forced to give time to myself and actually like go to therapy and get help and better myself. And I feel like the pandemic really allowed me to do that. But yeah, it's a fog for the most part. And if, let's say I hadn't gone to college, if I took a gap year or something, I feel like I would feel stuck because
for sure
it's same. Like the same thing.
Yeah,
it's, you know, like same environment. It's just like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess the way I describe it is like, have you ever felt that feeling of like when you realize the future is now the present, your present is now the past? Because it's usually so subtle. When you think about the future, you know, when you're young, you're like, wow, in the future, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to do this. You think about the future, but obviously it seems so far away and you can't possibly imagine it. And then one day you kind of wake up and you're like, oh shit, like I'm 18 now. I was just 15. I'm like 18 years old. Like, damn, everything is so different. I've changed so much. My life has changed so much. I can vividly remember where I was when I was like 15 or 14 or whatever it might be. Have you experienced that like realization of like, oh, I'm like here now?
Yes, for sure. We just moved, Kayla and I just moved out yesterday, actually, out of our freshman dorms. And it was a very bittersweet thing because, you know, obviously we want our summer break, but it's so sad that our freshman year is ending because it feels like it just kind of started not too long ago. And it's crazy. Like, I don't know. Freshman year was of college was something that I feel like everybody kind of looks forward to, especially me. I was really looking forward to college, and I had the time of my life. And then now that it's like ending, it's like, wow. Well, now I don't look forward to that anymore. Like, it already happened. I experienced the one thing that I've been looking for so long. So now what? And I think it's just like living in the present. From what like you're talking about, Gail, it just sounds like you reminisce a lot about the past and you worry a lot about the future. And you're like, when is it going to change and stuff like that? It's more like, I don't know. I feel like since I've been really trying to live in the present and not worry about the past or future, it's like the change kind of just happens and you go with it. I'm not really thinking like, wow, it's so crazy how I was like this, blah, blah, blah. It's like these milestones that make me, oh, wow. I would have never imagined myself here or the person I am today.
That's smart. I think that's true, honestly. I think I need to live in the present more. I'm constantly thinking about where my life could be and not where it is right now.
And I think it's like easier because I'm always distracted by stuff. Like there's always things happening in my life, so I can distract myself by like going to a party. But if I had time to myself, then and I think about the past, it's like, okay, I can get stuck in that.
I think maybe it is. It just has to do a lot with living in the present, because I think I'm too obsessed over sectioning off my life in extreme ways. And I want to make sure I have a clear cut to everything, clear end, new start, new everything. And I want to end each part. So maybe I should start seeing it more as a blur. Or as a constant scene that has no clear end or beginning. That might help.
I think it will a lot. Because I feel like that was me during the pandemic, where I worried a lot about the past. And when I went to therapy, it was like, you need to stop worrying so much and focus on the present. And ever since then, I feel like just a big weight was taken off my shoulders. And it wasn't so much like, I can't believe this happened, or like, when I'll never get that again. It's like new things are gonna happen, and I'm excited for them to happen.
I think for me, it's just since I think so much about where I want to be in the future, that it becomes daunting to think about all the steps that I have to take to get there, and that's why it's so difficult. And I just kind of get stuck, like thinking, like, okay, I'm about to enter the future, I'm about to do it. It's gonna happen soon, but then I don't, because I'm like not taking action, because I'm just worrying about what it will be. And so I feel like if I look back on all the time, like even like sometimes I get anxious that this podcast worked. I'm like, oh my god, I had to do so much to get here, and like thinking about everything I had to do, like how did I not stop and break down and be like, I don't want to do it, it's too hard. And I think the reason I was able to is because I didn't have expectations for what it could become. It was just like, oh, let's just try and see what happens. And I didn't think too much of it. And now I'm like really putting emphasis on like, where is this going to end up? Where is it going to be? How am I going to get there? Instead of just doing it.
You really have to embrace everything about life. It's like so corny, but you have to embrace the journey.
A lot of corny things are true, though.
No, it's so true, because life isn't always going to be interesting or like exciting. It's... It just is. So accept it as it is, and then you just keep on trying to live.
I think I also struggle with like being in the present. I tend to worry a lot, just like how you're saying about the future, or like how can I sustain like my lifestyle, like the one that I have right now, or like how can I make it better? How, like, just the steps, I guess. And then how you said, guy, I just like am paralyzed by like just thinking about everything that I need to do, and it's because it just seems like so much work, and it's like, how am I gonna pull it off? And then a part is thinking about the past, but for me it's just more about the future. And the past, I think more of like family relationships rather than like, you know, how I was or whatever. But yeah, it is just staying in the present. I am working on it, though, because I recognize, like, it's a little bit draining. Like, I don't want to have to constantly be worried about something that isn't even happening right now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sabotaging myself. It's like, why why am I making myself feel this way? And just, you know, just be like constantly anxious about something that's like, I don't have to worry necessarily about that right now.
Yeah.
It's like I robbed myself of a good day.
You really just have to remind yourself that everything works out.
Yeah.
Because everything does work out.
Exactly. I just have to remind myself, like, the universe is in my favor. Yeah. Why are you laughing, Kyle?
It's true. No, it's true. I'm like,
no,
so
I'm being
true.
Dead ass. It's this true. Is how I got through the pandemic. I was like, everything works out eventually. Yeah. Like, I'll get through this. And I did.
I think, like, having a positive outlook is, like, you know, it's really just believing that the universe is in your favor. Mm-hmm. Because it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it is. No, it is. I don't know if anyone noticed, like, my shift from being such a pessimistic to an optimistic person, but it happened during the pandemic, and ever since then it's like I find myself being like, damn, I can't believe like you would have this outlook, because I would find a flaw in every single thing possible. I could not be happy. Like, give me something good and I'll turn it into a bad thing. But now it's like everything just works out, so why am I worrying so much? So I don't worry at all, which could also be a problem.
I think
you worry too much. I don't worry enough.
Yeah.
But like, I'm having so much fun. So like,
and also that's what worries me too. It's like, what if I don't worry? Like,
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay, like let's say I like let loose.
But
for
then
a little
you
bit.
Rob yourself of like the experience. Of like the whole purpose of life, it's like you're supposed to have fun.
I think that. Like, I'm like, honestly, I should just like, you know what? Like, let me spend money. Let me be careless.
No!
Like, let me do all this. Like, let me just have fun. I'm like, yeah, I'm just scared. No, I'm like, no. If I let loose, everything's gonna go to shit, and I won't get to where I want to be.
Yes, that's what worries me a lot too. Like, especially about the money thing. It's like, you know, like, okay, what if I do, like, just want to get some new clothes? Like, what's the harm in that? But then I'm like, no, there is harm, because you need to pay for this and this and this. And it's like, when am I going to get it back? And it's just like, I just think too much of, like, simple actions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I get it.
That's my struggle.
It's too difficult. And, like, every time I think about the future, I just want to, like, rest. Like, no more. We're okay. We're okay. I want to take a deep, deep nap and then wake up in, like, 40 years and be rich.
No, because then you, like, just skip over everything.
Oh, fuck. Like, and then I have the same problem.
I just really want a healthy balance. That's all.
Yeah, I used to. See, Thomas, you pass it on to me. Maybe you just pass it on to me. The pessimism bug.
What the fuck? Where did this come from?
Because I feel like oh, my God. I think it's true that, like, how people say like you're so careless when you're young, and then you reach a certain age, you're like, holy shit, like I can never be that careless ever again. I feel like I'm like reaching that age, even though we're the same fucking age, or at least, you know,
I
reaching
mean, it's
that
different,
point.
Because
I feel like when I was younger, I used to be so like, I mean, just do it, like what's gonna happen, no worries, just that, whatever, like literally did not care and just did it. And now I like stress so much about like, how is it gonna be perceived, how will it work, how will it not work? And I guess that's just, oh my God, is that my prefrontal cortex developing? Oh my God, it totally could be.
I think it's like just growing up.
Yeah, I think that's your prefrontal
like
cortex being aware of like how decisions will affect you. So I'm like scared. I don't want to lose that naiveness. I don't want to lose that naiveness of just, you know, feeling like I could do whatever. So just living in the present is what's important.
Then do it. Like, it really is just a mindset.
It's a money mindset. It's a money mindset.
Money mindset?
Money mindset. Live in the present. Okay, I will.
Yeah, it's so easy. Like, you just remind yourself, like, oh, I want to have fun.
Literally?
I want to have fun right now, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have fun.
I swear, that's literally what I tell myself. It's like,
And it works, right?
It does work. It really does work. Like, I'll even be hanging out with friends. You know, and this is my safe space. This is my comfort time. And for some reason, in my head, I'm just worrying about something. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what am I doing? I, like, have to, like, tell myself. Like, I have to confront myself and just tell myself, like, have a good time. Like, why are you stressing out about something that isn't affecting you right now, you know?
Yeah. Live in the present. Mm. Live in the present. remind yourself that there's nothing to worry about right now. It's all for a future you that doesn't exist yet. So there's no reason to confront that problem yet.
Yeah. And if the pandemic has taught you anything, it's that so many things can happen and you'll never see it coming. So embrace change and like embrace all the things that like life has to offer. It's not a guaranteed future and it's not a guaranteed like tomorrow. It's corny as okay, hell, but when like,
I think about that, I'm like, you're right. I should just spend money, but I'm like, no. What if I?
Okay, wait. Living? Okay, when I say that, it doesn't mean you have to spend money. It's
that's
just
what it feels like to me.
No, guy, I completely understand you.
Yeah. Oh my god, I see other people be like, money doesn't matter. Buy that flight. Buy that Airbnb. I'm like, I should go travel. Wait,
no, literally, no. Okay, because sometimes yeah. I tell myself that it's like the money will return.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it does return. Just not in guaranteed times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know I'm going to get the money back. I know the money's going to return to me. And, you know, like,
then don't worry
experiences
about it.
Are, but you know how people say like, oh, experiences are more valuable than money. And it's like, I agree. But, you know, it's like, I need money, you know?
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's hard sometimes.
One day I will fully live that lifestyle and see if it works in my favor or not. And if it doesn't, I'm going to call you guys out for lying to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's been working for me.
I think it's also, like, the mindset. Like, let's say you do reach this place where, like, you have, like, millions of dollars. And, you know, like, to you, it might be, like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Even though millions is enough, yeah. You know? It's, like, if you're constantly telling yourself, like, what you have isn't enough, then you're just going to be searching for something that, like, you know,
that's isn't scary. Really there. That's scary.
I mean, you make money to spend it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just going to work your whole lives. And then when you're like 50, you're like, okay, now I can finally relax and do the things I want. But it's like, well, 50 is like too late now.
It's just finding a balance.
I mean, yeah, go find that balance. Like, go ahead.
Go find it. Oh my God. Well, anyways, guys, I hope that helped a little bit. If you were like me and felt kind of stuck or just in this weird limbo of like, who the fuck am I? Where am I? What am I doing here? How did I get here? Because I definitely felt that. And I guess maybe it's just solved if I think about the present. I'm not looking forward to the day my prefrontal cortex develops because I think I'm going to be such a pessimist once that happens and realize, like, I can't do that. I shouldn't do that. That's not good. And I'm like, I've got to get everything out of the way now while I still believe and I have that naiveness that I can before that shit develops. So I hope you do the same. Live in the present. Everything Thomas said.
Yeah, stop being a loser, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, follow us on Instagram at Teenager Therapy and on every other social media platform, TikTok, Twitter, Spotify, whatever. And every Sunday, we do a Spotify Green Room at 6 p.m.
Spotify
PST.
Spotify Live.
Spotify Live. So sorry. We do Spotify Live where you could listen to us live and you could come talk to us and come on stage and ask your questions. It's really, really fun.
Very cozy and intimate.
It is. It really is. You guys are missing
super
out.
Super intimate.
Super. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.